time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
Fortside Fieldhouse, where the Lady JV Indians will be taking on the New Bremen Lady Cardinals JV team. And we'll also have senior night tonight. Diana Ramel will be doing that on a Facebook Live, and that will be on Diana Joe on the Facebook page. So if you want to watch the senior night festivities, that will be live on Facebook. Go to Diana Joe, and that will be you can watch that there, and also you can look at it later, because it'll be in just go to her Facebook page and look for videos. So we're hoping to be joined by Diana here in just a little bit. She just got into the building, and she's talking with, I believe, her mother-in-law, over there. Can't see for sure. So if you want to hang in here with us for just a little bit, we'll be going with the starters here. It looks like for the Cardinals, it will be Ella Pape, number 24, 5'7" freshman. Allison Hayes, number 23, the 5'6" freshman. Number 10, Abby Powers, a 5'6" freshman. And Riley Trentman, number 12, a 5'7" sophomore, and Aaliyah Truman, a 5'6" sophomore. And for the Indians, it'll be Brenna Homan, Faith Gruby, Elena Evers, Grace Guggenbiller, and Hope Wendell. So it's going to be Grace going up against Ella Pape for the tin cupboard tip-off. And it is Grace gets the tip, but it goes to Riley Trentman for the Cardinals, Lady Cardinals, and she gets it over to Abby Powers, to Allison Hayes down in the left corner, to Aaliyah Truman. And it is short shot from the corner, Ella Pape with miss. Elena Evers with the rebound, and she gets it to Grace Guggenbiller down in the corner. Goes toward the basket, tipped away by Ella Pape. And it'll be Indians ball in the corner down by the student section. And it is Indians getting it in, Brenna getting it in, and Grace has it. Back out to Grace. She stops at the foul line, gets it to Elena Evers on the right side, to Grace at the top of the key, over to Brenna on the left, to Elena Evers inside to Hope, over in the corner to Brenna. She makes a fake, drives in, shoots a 10-footer, no good. And rebound to the Cardinals, and that's Ella Pape. She gets it out to, couldn't see the number, and inside to number 23, Allison Hayes. Nice little left-hand hook shot, and Cardinals lead 2-0. Faith Gruby with a three-point shot right away, but just a little long, and inside again to Allison Hayes. Misses the bunny. Rebound to Hope Wendell, and Brenna has it, and stolen by number 12, Riley Trentman. She goes up, and it goes in and out. So the Cardinals have missed two point-blank bunny shots, and Indians are still trailing 2-0 with 5:13 to go here in the first quarter. Shot up, no good. Alina Evers with the rebound to Brenna. Stolen. Up and in by steal and basket by Abby Powers, number 10. And Indians have it. Grace gets it. They threw it to her in the forecourt. She threw it back to Brenna in the backcourt. Just a mental error there. So that'll be a, the Cardinals will get the ball out of bounds. And it'll be Trentman getting it to Hayes in the on the left wing, and it's a foul. Trying to see who it is. Looks like there's a foul on Elena Evers, and the Cardinals will take it out. And they get it in to number 12, Trentman. She gets it in near the basket to Ella Pape. She gets it back out to Hayes. 15-foot shot up, no good. Rebound to Elena Evers. And there is a foul on Aaliyah Truman, number 10, on the Cardinals. And so the Indians have it, and it'll be Brenna up to Elena. Elena to Faith Wendell. And Faith, it's a little high for her, goes out of bounds. It'll be Truman getting it into Powers. She gets it across center court, guarded by Faith Gruby. And Truman has it, up, no good. Rebound, gets her own rebound. And Faith Gruby fighting for it, and Elena Evers fighting for it. Cardinals come up with it, and it's Trentman has it to Truman inside, wide open to Mallory Messick in for the Cardinals. And the Indians having trouble with the press, and they throw it away. And Trentman has it again, and she's fouled going toward the baseline by Brenna Homan. That's her first, second for the Indians. Truman will trigger it in for the Lady Cardinals. She'll get it in to Trentman. She'll get it to over to Hayes, then back to Trentman on the right wing. Over to Truman. Getting Truman and Trentman mixed up, but she puts in a three, and it's 9-0 Lady Cardinals. And the Indians have been having trouble getting the ball up court on the press. Stolen again by the Lady Cardinals. Did not get it across center court. Shot up, no good. Faith Gruby with the rebound, gets it up quickly to Brenna. Brenna goes ahead to Guggenbiller, and it's too much of a lead for her. The lead pass was a good idea, but led her too far and out of bounds. So they're taking a timeout, and we'll take a timeout also. Are some of the great specials Wayne Street Market has for you through Thursday, February 20th. They have some great specials on steaks. Ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and New York strips are just $6.99 a pound. In the deli, they have Eckrich Virginia brand ham for $5.99 a pound, and Colby or Colby Jack cheese for $5.49 a pound. And don't forget that they're serving great lunches, including Tenderloin Tuesdays with their giant sandwich for $4.50 and the meal with two sides for just $1.50 more. And on Meatloaf Mondays, you can get their delicious freshly made meatloaf dinner with two sides for only $6. And with Ash Wednesday and Lent coming up, don't forget about their butterfly shrimp dinners and their freshly made fish in dinners or by the pound. Be sure to call ahead for larger orders to avoid the wait. Stop into Wayne Street Market this week, grab a cart, and fill it up with specials up and down the aisles. Great prices, great selection, great quality. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more. we're back here. 3:08 left in the first quarter, and the Cardinals triggered in. They lead 9-0, and it's Truman with the ball on the right wing. She gets it over to Mia Schmidtmeyer, now in the game for the Cardinals, and back to Truman. Over to Trentman. Into Schmidtmeyer, and she puts a nice layup up and in, and it's 11-0. And the Indians are struggling here to get the ball across center court. It's not going well for them. Brenna has the ball, gets it to Elena, finally gets it across to Faith, and then over to Grace in the corner. And does not get anywhere near, and ball is out of bounds off the Indians. And we're going to be joined here by Diana Rammel. Are you, would you like to do the play-by-play? Because I'm terrible at it.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
I sure can try. I don't know if I'll be good with the New Bremen girls, but I can.
That one is Trentman.
Trentman, so three-point goal by Trentman.
Now 14-0. Indians still struggling badly to get the ball across center court, up court, so he can even start their offense. Yeah. Brenna Homan with a fake, but she did a little travel before she got going, and so that press is giving us major problems.
It is giving us fits. I've never seen us take have so much trouble with it.
Yeah, it's not good. Usually Brenna can handle the pressure between her, Grace, and maybe Hope. Usually pretty decent at getting the ball up court, but they are really giving us trouble.
Yeah, they're struggling.
So I'll let you go ahead and take over.
All right, so New Bremen's going to bring the ball down the floor. Gosh, it's been a while since I've announced. I'm going to have to. A lot of upfront pressure by the Indians. I don't know what. Nice play by Liz. I get these all these Wendell girls confused, their first names. I know they're not all Wendells, but they're Alex and Wendells.
Well, there's several.
Yeah, that one was Liz, I believe.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. So inbounds play by the New Bremen Cardinals. They're going to set up their offense, and New Bremen, or I guess the Indians, are just in their face. Nice shot by, and a rebound down to the Indians. Brenna Homan dishes it way out to Alexis, and Alexis is going to give it back to Liz. Over to Brenna to the right-hand side, and she's going to drive in for almost an easy two, and she just misses it. So easy layup, just missed. New Bremen with the rebound, and they're going to try to set up their offense. We've got about a minute left to play. And over to the left, I believe that's Casey May's daughter there, number 5.
Molly Deuce.
I would almost bet on it.
Yep, Molly Deuce, yep.
That might be her little doppelganger, I think.
Yep, I hadn't thought about that, but yes.
That's definitely her daughter.
That did not occur to me, but yes. As soon as you said that, that's Casey.
I know, I thought, oh my gosh, it was just like a, I don't know what you call it, a flashback for me back to 7th grade when I coached her in volleyball. That was a major flashback for me. So Faith Groovy and Lonette replacing Grace Guggenbiller. And New Bremen has inbounds play on their under their basket. Out to number 12.
Trentman.
Or Lizette Trentman. 44 with a shot. Three-pointer, and she misses it. And Liz hustling for the rebound. This is out to Brenna Homan. All the way out to Faith Groovy, who's going to drive and give it right back to Brenna Homan. Over to Liz. Alexis. Back to Faith Groovy. They're going to try to get something set up with 30 seconds to play. Back to Faith Groovy. Waiting on somebody to get open here. Faith's going to drive in. Over to Brenna to the right with Alexis. It's a little fake and drive. Back out to Brenna. Little headshot fake. And we're still trying to get it into Faith. Oh, nice play.
Hope couldn't finish. Beautiful layup inside and just couldn't go.
Couldn't get it in. Trentman,
I'm not sure she knows how much time there is. She came down and
we had two great shots and missed them. So we'll be back 14-0 in favor of New Bremen Cardinals.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kopp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Second quarter, Indians scoreless in the first quarter.
I think that might be a first for us.
Yeah, we've had a lot of trouble getting the ball up court. And 14-0, big deficit here. Now the
Indians foul.
The varsity needs to do a little better than that.
Yeah.
If we win tonight, we will have at least a tie for the MAC championship for the first time in 29 years. I think 1991, was the last time. I believe that's what I saw.
Goodness.
It's been a long, long time. I'm certain of that.
Indians throw away the ball, 31. Just a little bit over Faith Gruby's head.
Yep. So the girls and the boys are both number one seeds in the sectional tournament, so that's really good.
That's good.
A pretty good recognition of our programs, and with both of them first-year coaches and doing very well. So
both have done a phenomenal job.
And fun to watch. Yeah. So if you're just kind of sitting there at home wondering if you're coming out, you need to get out of here.
I agree.
It's going to be a really good night, too, because there's going to be a lot of kids here. It's student appreciation night. I'll let you get back to the play-by-play.
No, you're good. Student appreciation night, so make sure everybody gets out here and watch the students root for each other. So Indians will face Garden. 24 takes a three ball.
Wow, that was a pretty nice shot.
Yeah, that was a pretty shot. 17-0 in favor of New Bremen Cardinals. And they're still pressing, so we've got Elena over to Grace, over to Faith Gruby. She's going to dribble it, and she goes over.
Right back.
They're
getting us trapped in that corner. And, you know, that's the second time one of them, we got the ball across and then threw it back to the to the ball handler that hadn't gotten across the center court yet. So we're shook.
Yep. So again, I think the Indians they're getting through and getting through their screens, and we just can't get the ball down to score. We can't get the ball down the floor to score.
Yep.
That's our biggest problem right now. So hopefully we can make that change.
The 14 points they had in the first quarter, probably a good 8 of those were from transition on a steal.
Yep.
And so the Indians have to do a little better.
Yeah.
It'll get there.
Grace Guggenbiller gets fouled.
Maybe we'll just let them take the JV game, and then we'll give them all kinds kinds of problems in the varsity.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yep.
Inbounds play, New Bremen. Grace Guggenbiller makes a nice play to swat the ball away. Still goes to the New Bremen Cardinals under their own net, or their own basket. I'm saying, not bad. 3-point shot by Trentman, and it's just missed, and rebound goes to Elena Evers.
Yeah, even on the missed shot, they're doing a little bit of a press.
Yep.
Giving us trouble.
Yep. And we look like we're just afraid to dribble it. You know, we're not real confident with dribbling the ball. And we've been doing good up until this point. We just look a little nervous. I'm not sure why. Hope Wendell is really trying to get open. She's making some great post moves, but not quite ready to get it in. And we got a foul by, I think, Grace Guggenbiller. Grace Guggenbiller with an offensive. I think she had an illegal screen.
Did she do a moving screen?
Yeah,
is that what it was?
Illegal screen.
I don't watch for that kind of thing. I'm not smart enough to see that.
Well,
stuff.
I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. I was like, ooh, that didn't look very pretty. The ball goes back to New Bremen Cardinals. Trentman handling the ball. Nice little ball handler.
Alexis Gardner gets across center court pretty easily.
Yep. A little down high post. I'm learning this high post move. Trentman driving in, and she goes down to the low post, and they get another easy two.
Yep, nice shot for Truman. She's listed mostly on the varsity roster.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis gets it into Hope. Hope with a dribble, can't make the move. Fighting, trying to keep control of the ball. And
turns it over.
Thought it was going to get out to Faith, and did not. The Cardinals have it. And
rebound by Alexis.
Missed shot.
Yeah. And back to Liz. Over to Alexis, turns it over. And she also fouls.
Stolen by, it looked like maybe Abby Powers.
Yeah.
10. Yep.
Yeah, number 10.
Yep. Their guards are pretty quick, and
they are
really good at anticipating our passes, and they're giving us a lot of trouble. It's still zero for the Indians, 19-0.
4 minutes to go in the second quarter. And number 10's first free throw is no good. Let's see if she can miss this second one for us.
That would help us.
And in comes our number 3, our exchange student. I'm not sure I can pronounce her name.
That is Lucia Amat.
What is it?
Lucia Amat.
Lucia. I'll just call her Lucia. Ivan, put a little accent on it. Lucia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 10's second shot is no good, and rebound goes to New Brain.
You know, the nice thing is her parents can be listening back in Europe.
They sure can. They sure can. I know I listened last year to a volleyball game. 3-point shot by number 20 is no good, and Lucia almost got the rebound. She got murdered from behind, but no call, but Indians still get it. And then Indians get it down the floor, and New Bremen knocks it out of bounds. So Indians will take the ball out under their own basket.
Looks like they're going to have them take it out on the side here.
Yeah, so it looks like I don't know what changes Guggenbeller's made. We got the ball down the floor a couple times, so we'll see if we can get that ball in to Hope. She sure is making some good post moves. Ooh, and Lucia gets away with a travel.
Yep. And she knew it, too.
She knew it, yep.
She
got to teach her to hold that foot.
Yep.
And drive by Alexis, and she dishes it out.
And not give it away with her face.
Right. Oh, and Lucia just misses it. Just misses a nice shot. So.
Had a 3-point shot.
Yep.
And
rebound goes to New Bremen Cardinals.
Last game, I think it was Tuesday night, Grace came down, and she traveled. And the referee hadn't blown the whistle. She just threw it.
She knew.
I think he was going to let her get away with it.
Yep.
She said,
just gave up. Yep.
She said, I know I messed up here.
So yeah, here you go.
Threw the ball to the ref and he blew the whistle.
Yep.
But, that's good sportsmanship, I guess. And it didn't make any difference in the game.
Yeah. No, 2-point shot by 23 for New Bremen Cardinals.
21-0. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Get this ball down the floor. They're still pressing. Oh, Indians turn it over again. Goes back to Trentman. Trentman's going to drive. Looking for an open man. She gives it to number 24 for the 3-point shot.
Oh, that was a nice shot.
24 to
Ella Pape.
0. 2 minutes and 41 seconds into the, or left in the second quarter. Indians down 24-0. Oh, and Lucia travels.
She was doing a baseball pass on that one. She took one or two steps and then to get around that defender.
Uh-huh.
But, she hadn't done any worse than anybody else has with that. Mm-hmm. At least she got the pass off.
Right.
She got it to the right person.
Right.
So
she might have traveled to get it there, but she got it there.
Yeah.
So New Bremen with the ball again. Over to Trentman. And she's going to draw. No.
Fake the three.
High post out to the 3-point shot and no. And then board goes to Elena, and she gets fouled. So Indians get that ball. Good hustle by Elena Evers. I'll tell you what, that girl works hard.
I think that's a third team foul on the Cardinals. Yep. Indians have 6. 2:12 here in the second quarter.
Yep.
Alexis to Elena.
Back over to Alexis. There's just not much confidence going on with these girls. There we go. Back out to Alexis. Alexis is going to drive, give it over to the other Wendell girl, but I don't think she's the Wendell.
Oh, yeah. Alec.
Alec.
Liz Alec. Is that
Liz? Yeah.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. And Lindsay is the other one. Okay, now I'm getting them all
straight. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Lindsay, that was okay.
Yeah, mom's the one.
Yes, right. Oh, my. I just know Martha has it made this year with all three of them on JV. She gets them all, and I know she's been doing that for several years now. She gets them all done. And then when they play St. Henry, I think there's a fourth and a fifth, I think, if I remember. Lucia for three, and she just misses. Down to Elena. She's going to fight hard and dish it out to Alexis, who misses. Boy, they're begging for a shot. Rebound goes down to New Bremen Cardinals, and they're going to bring it down the floor with 1 minute and 18 seconds left in this quarter. The Indians are still scoreless. New Bremen Cardinals have 24. Timeout, New Bremen.
Wow.
We'll be back.
Minute 12, and Indians are still trying to get a point. Be back in just a minute.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
And we're back here after a short timeout. Sorry, we were chit-chatting, and sorry about the dead air, but that one's my fault. We were discussing. So where we stand right now, Cardinals are taking it out. It'll be Rachel Brown, minute 12. Indians down 24-0 here in at the end of the second half.
Brayman's going to probably take their time and maybe try to go for the last shot. Looks like she's pulling it back out. Maybe not. No, she's driving in.
They'll probably take a shot if they can.
Back to the right. Or left, I'm sorry.
Yep, Truman out there dribbling around.
They're just waiting to see who can get open and get their 2 points. That's, imagine, the plan. Easy layup or nothing.
Yeah, and they'll be very satisfied to get off the last shot if that's how it goes.
Yeah, 32 seconds left. Good hustle by Lucia. She just about got the ball
just
from
about
her.
Tripped there. Away and just about got it again.
Just about got a steal. And she's going to foul if she can. A little dump into the post, and she misses it. And Elena Evers with the rebound, and she dishes it out to Faith Gruby, who's going to drive it down, or I guess raise it down the floor.
Yeah, about 10 seconds left.
Yeah, give it over to Lindsay.
I hope the girls know what the situation is here, down to six.
Yeah. Lucia drives and
loses the ball.
Loses it down to 2 seconds, and this time is going to run out. So not a great quarter for the Indians. 24-0 after the first half. Indians are down, so we will be back.
Just a minute.
Owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this week.
We're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse, and the senior ladies on the girls' basketball team have just presented Les Johnson with one of the jerseys, number one, denoting his place as their number one fan, Les Johnson. And, if you know Les, you know that he really is the number one fan around here. And he's over there in the corner, just did a swish. Les is hot. I like it. He's on his second one, and that is up and in. and he is hot. And if you want to kind of watch this, Diana has it on her Facebook page, Diana Joe on Facebook. It's live, and it will be in her video archives along with our senior night presentation. I believe Les is 6 for 8.
I think so.
So far, something like that.
Yeah.
He's missed a couple. One of them was bounced out by one of the girls taking a practice shot. But yeah. Here comes another one. That looks really good,
yeah.
Right? Oh, man.
Wishing
Les is hot.
Oh,
oh man. That's just awesome. The girls recognizing their fans. And Les is eating it up, Woo. And he is drilling them, man.
He is hot tonight.
Oh. I think that one got bumped, but I think he was 9 for 12 before that, something like that.
Oh,
just
goodness,
made another one. He's hot, so that's really good. So we're going to listen to a couple of public service announcements here that are things that are of interest to a lot of people. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
My name is Connor Ramel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 8th, 2020 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call at 419-375-4041. The chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 8th at 5:30 p.m.
Okay, a couple of things coming up tonight. Of course, the varsity Lady Indians are going to go for the MAC championship. And if they win, they'll have at least a tie for the MAC championship for the first time in, I believe, since 1991, 21 years or 29 years, but that's at least a bunch of years for sure. And excuse me, the other team that we're tied with, Marion Local, plays at Coldwater. Marion Local is 7-1. Coldwater is 4-4. So we'll see how that goes. Coldwater, if you've seen them play, they're capable of beating anybody, including us, although we did get them in the game, but in our game with them. But so the Indians, you know, we're playing New Bremen, that's 3-5, and they're 8th in the league. So on paper, both the Indians and the Flyers should win tonight, but if you go into the game thinking that in the MAC, you're going to come in second in that game.
Yeah.
So the Flyers and the Indians are both going to have to play hard, because as you know, any of the teams in the league, boys, girls, no matter what sport, we also like to spoil somebody else's party. So New Bremen's going to try to spoil ours, and Coldwater's going to try to spoil Marion's, mm-hmm. and we'll see how that all comes out. But on paper, it's probably going to end up in a first place tie with Marion Local. We beat them heads up, so we're just going to say that if it ends up in a tie, we really won the league. But that will not be how it shows up in the papers or on the MAC website, but in our heads it will be.
Yep.
But tomorrow the boys will play at New Bremen, and then on Saturday the boys host Fort Laramie. Tomorrow night's game will be Fort Recovery Radio with Bob Leverett and Brian Patch. And Saturday night will be Fort Laramie, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Bob and Brian. And WOSN-TV will be broadcasting that game. They'll be recording that game, and it will be broadcast on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Channel 43, the Fort Laramie boys game. So those are a couple of things going on. And the tournament draws for the girls, girls and boys. As I mentioned earlier, both teams were number one seeds and both got what I think is pretty good draws. We will play our first game a week from Saturday at 6:15 at Lima Bath High School. And we will play the winner of St. Henry and Lima Perry. St. Henry is a 5 seed. Lima Perry is an 11. You know, no matter what the seeds are, we always kind of assume a MAC school is going to win. And the seeding would say so. But so we're anticipating playing St. Henry again. We played them last week. That was a tough game. So it's not going to be easy. But our Indians are confident. And if we just keep on rolling and take care of business, we'll be just fine. And then the bottom half of that has New Knoxville, Ada, New Bremen, and Hardin Northern. You have to kind of think New Bremen or New Knoxville will come out of there. Again, we're playing New Bremen tonight, so we don't know what to expect there, but we know that New Knoxville, despite their record, which I don't have right here on me, I believe, let's see, New Knoxville has 4-4 in the league. They are a very good team. They hustle. On paper, they're not as good as the Indians, and most nights they wouldn't be, but tournament, you know, like I said, everybody in the MAC wants to spoil everybody else's party.
Absolutely.
So, and they want to go as far as they can. They have a lot to prove. It's not going to be real easy, but I, you know, the other side of that bracket up at the top is Minster and Marion Local. So I think getting away from both of those teams, and we have St. Henry, New Bremen, New Knoxville. That's who we're kind of fighting against on our end of the bracket. So in the top has Minster and Marion Local, and we won't have to face either one of those, assuming we keep winning till district finals. So we're in pretty good shape, and again, want to mention about the student spirit night going on here, student appreciation night. There are 5 businesses who will be, they'll be randomly drawing people's names out, students' names out for winning a pizza. There's 5 different businesses that are giving those pizzas away. And then I believe they said between the 3rd and 4th quarter, they're going to pull one name of one of the students out. They'll go out and shoot a foul shot. And if they make it, they will get certificates for 10 pizzas. The pizzas will be from Toby's Carryout and Mary Colleen's, and the same with the 5 that they're giving away with this name drawing. But if you go out and make that shot, get certificates for 10 pizzas.
That's awesome.
You can have a pretty good party with you and your friends or whatever. So,
or a pizza every other week.
Yeah, we're starting the third quarter. Indians down 24-0. And just a reminder, WPGW will be broadcasting the varsity game tonight, and we'll be simulcasting that with Rob Weaver and Brian Patch.
Okay. And New Bremen has the ball, and the Indians almost had it.
Yep.
But jump ball goes to the Indians.
Yep. So we tipped it away.
Yeah, we tipped it away. Tipped away a drive to the basket. So
yep.
Nice play. I think it was Faith Kruby that made that happen. So Grace Goo Miller is going to bring the ball down the floor. Again, they're still pressing, and throws the ball away.
Yeah, tried to lead it to Elena, but she wasn't looking for the lead. She was waiting.
Right.
She was standing and waiting for it.
Yep.
A little out of kilter there.
So New Bremen's going to drive. And Hope Wendell's going to draw a foul. Or I guess get a foul.
Yeah.
Trying to get the ball from behind.
Yeah.
So, they're going to call that every time. So New Bremen has the ball under their basket. See if the Indians can hold off. Out to Trentman, back to number 23. She has a nice little shot and just misses that. And Hope Wendell for the rebound, and she draws the foul from New Bremen's number 24.
Ella Pape.
Yep, Ella.
Yep, kind of tried to reach over top of her. I read somewhere on Facebook in the last 2 weeks, and I don't believe that it's correct. They said there's no such thing as over the back. She was definitely on her back. And I don't know why somebody can say that it was a foul.
Yeah, yeah. So Faith Groovy dribbles the ball out of bounds.
There's no over the back call. Well, okay.
Right.
Not over the back, but she fouled her.
Yeah. Faith Groovy steps just out of bounds, trying to dribble the ball down. Trentman for New Bremen is going to bring the ball down the floor and dish it over to number 20. And Grace Guggenbiller just about gets a steal. She kind of gave up on it a little bit there, I think.
Yep, she got blocked a little bit, too. She tipped it away and went after it. Another girl kind of got in her path, foul kind of getting away. But
Oh, goodness. And New Bremen, we get lucky, and New Bremen throws the ball away. So Indians got the ball. And they're going to try to get it down the floor. We'll see what this pressure brings this time.
Ooh.
All the way down to Hope Wendell, who loses out of bounds.
Yeah, she got it tipped right before she got it, and she never got control, but she touched it two or three times before it got out of bounds.
Yeah.
That would have been really nice to break that press that way, and I think that's at least a good thought.
Yes, I agree. That was a good thinking. So New Bremen's got the ball. Faith Groovy almost gets the steal. This time Alexis almost gets the steal. So we're definitely getting some face pressure here.
Yep.
And New Bremen turns it over again. So nice play by Alexis.
Yep. Our pressure is working a little bit for us. See if we can make things work here.
We just need to be
a
little bit more confident bringing that ball up the floor. Grace, and this time we make it happen. Hope Wendell drives the ball to the basket. I'm not sure what happened. She lost it, and then New Bremen went to get it. So turnover by the Indians. I'm not real sure what happened there. I think she got slapped, and she was kind of trying to find herself.
Yeah. Still 24-0, unfortunately, for the Indians. Can't buy a basket.
Yeah. So New Bremen's still just going to take their time and set up their offense here. Number 20 is looking for Trentman to get open. Trentman's open, and she's going to drive, get around her man, and fake it and into the post. And the post is going to make a nice move and score two. So 26-0 in favor of New Bremen.
Pape again.
And Grace Guggenbiller throws
sixth
it away.
Point.
Yeah. So good thinking by Grace, but just throws it too long over the head of Hope Wendell.
But we are aggressive.
Yeah.
We're not playing scared right now. We're going at them.
Much more aggressive.
It's not working great, but that's better than where we were before, where we just were timid and couldn't get the ball across center court, and they were controlling everything.
Yeah.
So a little foul there by Alexis, trying to get another steal, trying to tip another one loose.
About had it, but...
Yep, and I like it. I don't care if we don't score a point. If we go at them and try to...
Stay aggressive.
Yep.
Nice drive by number 24, the Ella Pace.
Yep. Decent defense by Elena, but...
And Faith Groovy just turns it over. Trentman in for the steal and layup. Good.
Had Faith trapped in the corner there, and she tried to get out and threw it away. Get up down there to Hope, and we're up and in. Hope Wendell with the Indians' first basket, 30-2.
Assist by Grace Guggenbiller. Yep. She just took enough off and got it right into Hope's hand.
Yep, and again, aggressive, go down underneath.
Yep.
Let's go at them. So, the chances of us winning this game are pretty close to zero, but the chances of us feeling good in the second half are getting a lot better because we're going at them. We're playing very hard. We're not playing scared like we did in the first half. Some of our passes are a little risky, but they were stealing them anyway, so let's just go at them. I like it that way.
Yeah, so, same.
New Bremen with the ball out on the top.
Yeah. They're just, like I said, they're just going to take their time and make sure they got two, but they're going to go for three, and they're going to miss it, and no rebound.
We should have had that rebound, and they just stepped in front of Grace and grabbed it, and up and in, 32-2, and Faith, she...
Left wide open, and she drives to the basket.
Yeah. I mean, she was looking to pass it and looked up, and there was nobody between her and
the
basket.
Nobody down the lane,
went right at it, and they closed on her right at the end, but she got the foul. She'll go to the line. She's a pretty good shooter, so I'm looking forward to make both of these.
Yep. First one is...
First one, bounces around off the front to the back, knocking off. 3:05 left here in the third quarter. And
so we got Lucia, Sylvie, and who else just came in? Liz? So we got three new ones.
Yes.
Oh, yep. No, not Liz. Lindsay.
Lindsay Wendell.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Sylvie Stoanoga.
Yep.
Is that pretty close?
I think so. Sounds good. So rebound comes down. So Faith misses both. Rebound comes down to New Bremen.
And her parents could be listening from here.
Yeah, absolutely they could. They're going to listen and see just how good she might do. So Trentman misses a nice drive to the basket, and the Indians get the rebound. Faith Bruby, she's going to bring it down the floor with some confidence. I love it. And she's going to give it to Lindsay. Lindsay's going to drive, give it to Hope. Hope's going to drive to the basket.
She got fouled. They didn't call it.
Yep. She did.
The ball came back down and hit her in the hands and went out of bounds.
Yep.
It would have been nice if they'd called that, but, you know, it doesn't make any difference in the score of the game. But And the clock continues to run at 2:20 here in the
third quarter.
Third quarter.
New Bremen's going to bring the ball down.
32-2.
So New Bremen's got the ball. They just had a couple girls sub in. I know Molly Deuce is one. Yep. I'm not sure who the other girl was.
Truman to number 44. It wasn't a great pass.
Bouncing low, right off her toe.
Rolled right off her leg. And
so we'll take that turnover.
Tore it out of bounds.
We'll see if we can get two here. So inbounds play to Hope over to Faith Groovy. She's going to drive and stop and pop and gets us two more.
She's a good shot. She just need to be open.
Yep, we just need to be more confident. Oh, my goodness. Inbounds play by New Bremen Cardinals. The Indians tried to take it, but wasn't happening. So inbounds play, Cardinals get it in.
Yeah,
we
stepped out of bounds, grabbed the ball, and passed it in.
Yeah, we thought we had it. So drive into the basket, and they lose it, but they get it back. Molly Deuce
just barely saves it.
Play. Just barely is right. So they're going, nice play by Liz, not Liz, but Lindsay. So New Bremen's
going
to, her cousin. New Bremen's going to bring it back out, and they're going to take their time and set up the play. Sylvie is doing some nose guard defense.
That is great.
Lindsay's going to reach in, and they're going to do whatever they can do. A little drive by New Bremen, and they're going to trap her down at the end against Sylvie. Sylvie is playing some aggressive defense.
Very, not fouling.
No, and she's right in their face, and maybe that's what they needed.
That is really good.
Yep. So
I like it.
Yep. So they're going to trap somebody here. We can't get that trap. And New Bremen's just going to keep dribbling it out. There's 46 seconds left in this third quarter. Into the post. Hope Wendell on defense. Back out and then back into the post. She's going to drive in and fall down, and she travels. I think that was a good no call. Hope had her feet set.
Yeah, and the girl turned toward the basket and ran into Hope and went down. Hope didn't foul her.
So that was a good no call.
Yep.
So Lindsay's going to bring the ball down the floor for the Indians. Over to Hope Wendell, and she's just going to think about shooting and didn't. Oh, and she dribbles it in and loses it. Oh.
Another quick hand steal there by Truman in that instance.
20 seconds left, and she dishes it in, and they score two more. 34-4 in favor of the New Bremen Cardinals.
Yep, I think that was Schmidtmeyer on that one.
Yep.
So about 5 seconds. I hope the girls know where we are on this. Yep, Lucia did.
Yep.
Puts it up. No good.
Lucia knew we had to, Sylvie knew we had to shoot. A little turn jump
Sylvie.
Yep. We just missed it. So 34-4 in favor of the New Bremen Cardinals. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, starting the fourth quarter, 34-4, the Cardinals lead over our Lady JV Indians, and the Cardinals get the ball to start quarter number four.
Yep, and they're just going to swing it around the perimeter here, and over to Trentman, and Deuce is going to take a three-point shot, and she scores her three.
Nice shot.
A little bit of her mama skill in her.
Yep.
I don't know if Casey's listening or where she's at. She's probably in the stands here.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. I don't see her, but looking for her before, but I didn't see her.
Faith Wendell's going to take a three-point shot, and she just misses. Good hustle by Eleni Evers to try to get the rebound. So.
A lot of her in-laws are over across the way.
Yep. So inbounds play by the Cardinals. They're going to bring the ball down the floor in this last quarter. New Bremen up 37-4. We'll see if the Indians can hold them, at least hold them scoring and maybe get some steals. A couple turnovers we could use here. Over to Deuce again, and Deuce is going to shoot another three ball and just miss it. And it goes up into the rafters, so over to the Indians.
So when this game is over, very shortly, we would be going over to WPGW simulcast, and they'll be broadcasting the senior ceremony. And also, Diana will be doing a Facebook Live video of the senior ceremony. So two ways to see it, and it'll be, of course, in our archives. You can hear it later. And
three-point shot by
Casey
Molly
May
Deuce.
Just makes another one. Molly Deuce.
She's been in for about 5 minutes and has got six of her points.
Yep. So, let's see, she's a shooter.
Grace Guggenbiller for three, and she just misses, and rebound goes down to the New Bremen Cardinals. And they're going to dish it way up front here, and then they turn it over just out of bounds. Yep. What we like to see, causing some turnovers. Yep.
So again, recapping the when the game's over, we'll be going almost immediately to the WPGW simulcast. He'll do the girls' varsity game, but before that, he'll be broadcasting the senior ceremony. And Diana on the Facebook, go to Diana Joe and
nice
go
play,
to
Alexis.
Videos, Facebook Live, and you'll be able to see the senior ceremony on there and hear it on WPGW, and it'll be in our archives also in maybe half hour after the game's over.
So a little side I don't know what you call that, baseline jumper by Alexis for two. So that was a nice play.
I was
right
jabbering
there.
And we scored.
That's okay. Because they want to know about, you know, if they can watch that senior night. I think a lot of people would like to watch that. So.
Yes. And even the ones that are here will be able to see it later. It'll be
I'll save it.
Be on Diana Joe Facebook page.
All right, so the Indians are going to bring it down the floor. Grace Guggenbiller handling it. Over to Lindsay, takes it for two and just misses it. Rebound down to the New Bremen Cardinals. And Trentman's going to bring the ball down the floor. They're going to set up their offense. Let's see if the Indians can't cause another turnover here.
A little over 4 minutes left. Indians down by a bunch.
40-6.
But they seem to be pretty aggressive defensively and have gotten more aggressive offensively. So, trying to salvage something out of this game.
Yeah.
And New Bremen's going to take a timeout. We'll just take a timeout with them here from another one of our sponsors. Be back in just a minute.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, after the timeout, the Cardinals will be triggering the ball in. It'll be
Trentman into Ella Pape.
Keep wanting to say Truman, and Truman's the...
We've got Sylvie back in the game. And over to Molly Deuce. Oh, Lindsay. Ooh, Lindsay just about had
just
a steal.
Just about had a steal?
Yeah, she did.
Some bumping going on.
Lots of bumping.
Calling anything.
Lots of body checking.
Yeah, but nothing.
Another nice brutal. 2 points. Ella Pate gets her.
Yep.
I don't know, 8 point, 10 point?
Yep. Yeah,
10 point.
Yep, 42-6.
Timeout by the Indians.
Yep. So the Indians will call a timeout. We'll just take one with them.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the industrial park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, and let's see, 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And
Indians got the ball.
Yep, Indians with the ball, down a bunch, but
and they make
fighting
nice,
hard.
Yeah, nice little play to the basket, just can't get open. Or off the New Bremen's foot, so Indians are going to inbounds it underneath their own basket. And Alexis has the ball. She's going to throw it in here to Lucia, who's going to take a
that looks like a
two,
great
a
shot.
Long throw.
Just a long, just long.
And a great rebound by Sylvie. Lucia turns it over. Faith just missing the ball. New Bremen misses two bunnies and three bunnies, and now finally... Sylvie had the rebound and almost has it again. New Bremen just keeps coming
back. She is playing hard. I'm enjoying this.
I know it. She plays hard. Grace Guggenbiller with the rebound. And ball goes back to the New Bremen Cardinals.
They tipped a little bit, went off of Grace's foot.
Let it go.
I think she thought it went off the other girl's foot also.
Yeah.
She just kind of watched it.
Yep, she just kind of watched it go out of bounds. So back to the New Bremen Cardinals. So lots of rebounding going on with nothing happening, and a nice play by New Bremen Cardinals.
Nice little give and go there.
Yep, Abby Powers gets a nice little two-point shot. Makes the score 44-6 in favor of the New Bremen Cardinals. 2 minutes, 32 seconds left to go. Grace Guggenbiller into Sylvie. Just misses it. Not a great pass. Kind of led her the wrong way to the ball, so they're going to drive the ball down the floor.
She's going close to toes, and that passes off.
Little dishes out, and Sylvie with another rebound, and she gets fouled.
She was trying to pass it off, and Lady Cardinal jumped in there and tried to grab it. Got mostly arms. So
I think Sylvie's been in not too long, and she's had about 5 rebounds.
Yep,
she does a nice job.
Yes.
We just need her to teach her that strong rebound.
Yes.
And Lucia with the ball, and she's going to dribble and shoot a three.
A little long.
Ooh, a little bit long. Grace Guggenbiller up with two. Nice job, Grace Guggenbiller. That's a strong shot.
Yeah, Lucia.
Strong shot.
Let's just say she shot a 30-footer from 22 feet.
Yep, she did.
Hit the top of the backboard.
Yep, and New Bremen tries to get two and just misses it.
Faith got the rebound, threw it away.
Yep, and turns it over. So nice shot by Trentman, who misses. Another rebound by, this one goes out to New Bremen. Molly Deuce with the three and just misses it. So Faith Gruby's going to run it down. She's got a nice rebound, and she's going to bring the ball down the floor. She's getting pressure.
We need to get it across, and we couldn't.
She gets a steal, and Abby Powers misses with the follow-up by Trentman. 46-8. Ball goes to Grace Guggenbiller with 1 minute and 15 seconds left. We'll see what Grace does with it. But just about turns it over.
Yep.
So Faith Gruby's going to hold it here and over to Lucia. Lucia's going to dribble it over. Oh, a little switch hand and drive.
Yep, I like that.
Yeah. Switch hand drive. She's going to shoot it, and she's shooting too.
Yep, she
Maybe
is.
She'll get her first point of the season. I think All that's right. what everybody's rooting for.
And
want her
if
shoot.
She gets two, we'll be in double digits.
Oh, yes.
Right now, 46-8. Indians way down. Much, much better second half than first half, but not as good as we want it to be. Let's go, Lucia. She missed her first one. It bounced on the front of the rim and up over and to the side of the rim and off. So pretty close to being in there. And let's get this one.
Yeah. I love her little European shoes. Get in there.
Oh, over and somebody was across the line.
Oh, and Lucia gets to shoot another one.
She gets another one because somebody got across the line before they were supposed to on the rebound. So she gets another chance. That one was about as close as they can get. That first one was pretty close. That one was really close.
Get in there.
This one falls in. And big cheer erupts from the crowd for our exchange students. They love our exchange student kids.
They do.
These kids are awesome.
So I'm going to let Neil finish up.
Yep.
46 seconds left to go. I'm going to get ready for my Facebook Live. So join me, Diana Joe.
Yep, Diana Joe on Facebook. So you can watch the senior ceremony live. So it's senior night for swim and the basketball. New Bremen is kind of passing the ball around. 30 seconds left. And we're putting on some defense. They're not really trying to score, but it's just passing, and down to 15 seconds. New Bremen's still passing around, and this one right now 46-9, and the Indians are going to go down to defeat on this one for sure. And down to 2 seconds, dribbling it out, and that's the end of the game. It is final score 46-9. We're going to go pretty much directly to the WPGW simulcast. So we'll probably have some of the WPGW regular programming. Not sure if they're doing their country music right now, but whatever it is they have on there will probably be on there. We don't want to miss any of the ceremony for the senior night. So we'll be back in just a minute or two, but it will be a simulcast from WPGW.
Rachel is the daughter of Mike and Jenny Atchison. Rachel has been a member of the swim team for 4 years. This Friday, Rachel will be competing at the districts in the 200 free relay. While in high school, Rachel has also participated in volleyball for 2 years. After graduation, Rachel is planning on majoring in nursing at an undecided college. Ladies and gentlemen, senior swimmer Rachel Atchison, and proud mom and dad. Our next senior swimmer, Josh Gonzalez. Josh is the son of Tony and Kathy Gonzalez, and he is a 4-year member of the swim team. While in high school, Josh participated in track and cross country for 3 years. Josh will be attending Xavier University and majoring in finance. Ladies and gentlemen, Indian senior Josh Gonzalez. And proud mom and dad. And now our senior Lady Indian basketball players. Our first senior, Macy Day. Macy is the daughter of Kim and Elaine Day. Macy is a four-year member of the Ladies Indians basketball team. While in high school, Macy has been involved in student council, FBLA, Spanish club, and is a four-year member of the softball team. Macy's future plans are to major in radiology while continuing her softball career at Clark State Community College. Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Indian senior, Macy Day.
Macy, one of four basketball seniors.
Our next senior, Brooke Colley. Brooke is the daughter of Doug and Brenda Colley. She has been a four-year member of the basketball team. During her high school career, Brooke has been active in volleyball, Spanish club, student council, National Honor Society, yearbook, and youth group. After graduation, Brooke will be attending Rhodes State College to major in dental hygiene. For recovery senior, Brooke Colley. And proud mom and dad.
Once again, you're listening to the recognition of the Fort Recovery High School seniors tonight. The four basketball players currently. Harold Feely announcing.
Our next senior, Val Mullenkamp. Is the daughter of Jerome and Leslie Mullenkamp. Val is a four-year member of the basketball team, earning All-MAC second team her sophomore year and All-MAC first team and District 8 first team her junior year. While in high school, Val was active in Spanish club, student council, and was a member of the volleyball team for 2 years. After graduation, Val will be majoring in marketing and graphic design as well as continuing her basketball career at Findlay University. Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Senior Val Mullenkamp. And proud mom and dad.
Once again, that's the third senior of the basketball season. We have one more to go here. Olivia Patch coming up next.
Our next senior, Olivia Patch. Olivia is the daughter of Brian and Annie Patch, a four-year member of the Lady Indians basketball team. Olivia also earned All-MAC honors, All-MAC honorable mention her sophomore year and All-MAC second team her junior year. Olivia has been active in volleyball, student council, math science club, National Honor Society, and Spanish club. Olivia will be attending Hillsdale College after graduation to major in applied mathematics and to continue her basketball career. Ladies and gentlemen, Indian senior, Olivia Patch, and proud mom and dad.
Once again, the recognition of the Fort Recovery senior swimmers and basketball players here tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse with Harold Feely doing the announcement.
Seniors, we would like to wish all of you the best of luck in the future and thank you for all your dedication to the Fort Recovery Athletics. Thanks for all your time. Let's hear it. Big round of applause for these six seniors. We're going to miss you.